If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The giant $8.6 billion Rafael aircraft defense contract continues to occupy center space in bitter national politics. It remains a controversy, a huge controversy, because basic questions related to the deal remain unanswered, and they are questions of common sense and fundamental business logic. The most important question, for which no convincing answer has come, is why did Dassault, one of the most reputed, established and experienced defense manufacturers of the world, why did it choose to partner a completely inexperienced and debt-ridden Anil Ambani Group company for a crucial 30,000 crore defense contract? Dassault says that it chose this particular company of the Anil Ambani Group because it was registered with the MCA, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, and that it owned land at Nagpur. This answer is a joke, because every company in India is required and is necessarily registered with the MCA, and there must be hundreds of other companies with much better land and factory and other parcels than at Nagpur, which this particular company of the Ambani Group claims to have. The answer of Dassault makes no sense. It thus gives rise to various other allegations of overpayment, lack of transparency in the deal, and another crucial question: why did Dassault choose this Anil Ambani inexperienced company over Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, a Government of India entity with decades of experience in aircraft and defense production, especially when Dassault officials were on record stating that they are looking forward to working with HAL in this Rafael deal? When did this entire deal get swung in favor of the Anil Ambani Group company, and what were the reasons for it, remain a national mystery. So, while it is a mystery, why did Dassault choose to partner with this Anil Ambani Group company, inexperienced and debt-ridden, for this Rafael contract? Yet another controversy is brewing related to another Anil Ambani Group company in naval defense contracts. The Indian Navy and the Coast Guard are desperately waiting to tender warship contracts worth 63,000 crores, which are being held up because the Ministry of Defense is waiting to hear from the government whether our naval, yet another Anil Ambani Group company, is eligible to bid for these contracts or not. Our naval was earlier called Pipavav Shipyard, and it has defaulted in a number of defense contracts, and despite that, it has not been disqualified, as we will discuss later in this talk. The fact is that the Navy needs to order 42 ships. It needs to desperately order them, because otherwise India's defense preparedness is suffering. And these include missile boats, missile ships, corvettes, survey vessels, patrol vessels, pollution control vessels, and fast speed patrol vessels for the Indian Coast Guard. But this contract has been held back only because the Ministry of Defense doesn't know whether to disqualify our naval or not, which it should if you go by the norms, the normal norms that apply to normal companies. But our naval is not a normal company. It is part of the Anil Ambani Group. The story goes that in the year 2010, the Indian Navy awarded a contract for supply of 5 offshore patrol vessels to our naval. The first vessel was to be delivered in 2014, and the rest were to come by the year 2016. Neither and none of these vessels has been delivered so far, and we are in 2018. Our naval, for having violated these defense contract conditions, has not been blacklisted as yet. For a similar violation, ABG Shipyard was blacklisted, and that blacklisting accelerated its bankruptcy and closure. But No such action of blacklisting or disqualification has been taken against the Anil Ambani Group company R Naval so far, despite it violating defense contract conditions. In yet another case, in the year 2014, the Indian Navy called for expression of interest from three companies for supply of five crucial vessels. The bidding companies were L&T, ABG Shipyard and R Naval. ABG Shipyard thereafter went bankrupt. It defaulted on bank loans and it was disqualified from the contract completely. It was not allowed to bid or tender. In the year 2017, this contract was again bid between L&T and R Naval. In the meanwhile, R Naval has also gone bankrupt. Vijaya Bank has classified the R Naval account in its books as an NPA for default in payment of loans. IDBI Bank has taken R Naval to the NCLT for recovery and bankruptcy proceedings for failure to repay its loans, as also to loans to 19 other banks. The auditors of R Naval have mentioned that they are not very sure about the continuity and going concern eligibility of the company because of its pathetic liquidity and financial position. For a similar reason of default and repayment of bank loans and bankruptcy, ABG Shipyard was disqualified from a naval contract, but for a similar reason, R Naval remains qualified on paper. No action has been taken against it to express or declare its disqualification and blacklist it from naval contracts. And because of this inability of the government to decide, the Ministry of Defense has not been able to tender crucial naval contracts needed for India's defense and defense preparedness. Proximity to the corridors of power, networking and influence in the corridors of power is what is preventing R Naval's blacklisting, and sadly, it relates to India's defense preparedness. It is high time that this company was blacklisted and disqualified and action taken against it for non-compliance with defense contracts. But then, if you are one with influence and power and networking with the right level of people, no such action gets taken, even if it concerns defense contracts. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.